If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
There's no music today. There's no introduction. There's just me and my words. I decided for the Friday Reflect and Review that I was going to have this perfectly crafted step-by-step process on what I've learned and discovered in the last few weeks. And from the clients that I've been speaking to and the colleagues that I've been interacting with and the energy that I've been witnessing in the world. And quite frankly, it has left me speechless. It's left me confused. It's left me angry. It's left me sad. It's left me with all the human feelings, just like you. There is no right way through this process. There is no perfect formula. There are no quick tips or strategies. This is being human. It's the information that we allow into our consciousness. The information that we create boundaries for to avoid, and the people that we create mental, physical, and emotional barriers with to hold our own energy sacred. And I asked my husband, I asked my friends, I said, I want to podcast, but I don't know what to say. And my husband just said, Heather, just speak, because it will come out what needs to be said. And there's been two types of people that I've noticed throughout the process, and everyone has their own challenge. It could be challenges with spending more time with your children, with your partner, by yourself in your home, or maybe people have had to leave your home to create that space for safety. Whew, I can't even inhale and exhale deeply. Maybe it's a financial challenge. Maybe it's a career uncertainty. Maybe it's triggering your mental health, your emotional well-being. Maybe you haven't developed a physical practice yet and you have no idea where to start and you are just paralyzed and stuck. Maybe you have big dreams and desires, and right now in this moment, you're wondering, can I still dream? How can I do both in this time of unease? Today, I wanted to tell you a story. That when all of this went down, my first thought was, I've been here before. I've been here before, again and again and again and again. And the two types of people that I noticed are the ones that see these moments as opportunities, these moments that the universe is happening for you. It's not happening to you. It's not an opportunity for you to shrink and say, poor me, poor me, poor me. It's an opportunity for you to rise. So one, you choose to see it as an opportunity. Even if you are stressed out, overwhelmed, angry, frustrated, saddened, or you choose to see it as a disadvantage. You choose to see it as something that is going to break you, something that is going to tear you down, something that is going to ruin every aspect of your being. And I am here to tell you how you come out of this. Right now, we're running the race. Right now, we have prepared for this moment. All of everything, the lifestyle habits, the money that you've been saving and stacking away, how you have taken personal responsibility for how you feel mentally, physically, emotionally, how you show up in your relationships, the parenting work that you've been doing to create that conscious relationship with your children, it has prepared you for this moment. And one of the first moments that I was here was when I was diagnosed with cancer. And it wasn't even that first diagnosis. It wasn't even that moment of holy shit. It's when things get real, right? There's a whole process that happens here. It's one thing to be told something. It's another thing when you're actually in it. As the days pass, as things get more difficult, as you feel out of control, I remember multiple moments. I remember I was in the hospital one night and nobody was there with me because my husband had to be at home with the children. My mom wasn't there. She typically didn't stay the nights with me. And I was alone. And I just kept thinking, I'm alone. I'm alone. I'm alone again. I'm always alone. I always have to do everything by myself. And this feeling washed over me. This feeling that I wasn't alone, that there was some other type of energy in the room. And this other type of energy in the room was there to tell me, Heather, this is all in your perception. Feel the feelings. Feel the discomfort. Feel everything that you've been avoiding. You put yourself in this hospital bed. Although you didn't wish that you got cancer, you continuously on a daily basis said, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you to your wants, your needs, your desires. Every opportunity that you had to grow your wealth, you said, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you, no thank you. You got yourself here in this money pit. There are so many opportunities in our lives when we say, how the fuck did I get here? How the fuck did I get here? How did I get here emotionally? How did I get here physically? How did I get here spiritually? How did I get here financially? How did I get here looking at myself in the mirror and not recognizing who I am? And slowly, moment by moment, day by day, from every single choice that you decide to make from the time you open your eyes, from the time that you go to bed, it's like you are putting a loonie, if you're Canadian, in a jar. And it all piles on top of each other. And then in these moments, you have an opportunity to choose to shrink and allow that weight of every choice, every thought that you have thought, every action that you've taken to neglect yourself, every opportunity that you passed up because you were avoiding the discomfort of the fear. You were avoiding the discomfort of maybe triggering somebody else. And because you were avoiding it then, when you have no other choice and something like this happens to you, everything that you shoved under the rug is exposed. Every single thing that you have shoved under the rug is exposed. It's as if somebody just lifts the rug up and then asks you to sit with everything. And in that moment, it is extremely uncomfortable. I remember this feeling. I remember it very well. When you're sitting in your shit, you're sitting with your thoughts, you're sitting with your feelings, you're sitting with your lack of physical wealth, you're sitting with your lack of physical time, you're sitting with your lack of uncertainty. And your primal brain is in fight or flight. Your primal brain is saying, I'm going to lose it all. What if I get sick? What if something happens to my family? What if? What if? What if? And I remember not only that night, when I thought I was alone, and having that feeling wash over me and feeling like not only am I not alone, but that feeling, those spirits, those angels, whatever it was that came to me, they were not there to take my pain away. They were there to say, you are stronger than this. But Heather, if you're going to overcome this, you have to believe that you are stronger than this. And there was another moment on the bathroom floor one night when I was so, so sick. And I surrendered and I said, I've had enough. I'm done. Please take me. I am no longer afraid of dying. And I got really quiet with myself. And I just broke. There was a part of me that released my fear of dying. My fear of losing it all. I wasn't surrendering and giving up. I just let go of the mental burdens that were holding me back. I said, please take this. The pressure was insurmountable. The fear was paralyzing. And I lied there on the bathroom floor, on the cold tiles. And I said, I am so scared. What if? What if? And I got quiet with myself. And again, that feeling washed over me. Heather, you're not afraid of dying. You just believe you don't know how to get out of this. You believe you're incapable of thriving. You believe that this is as far as you can go. But right now in the moment, Heather, is your opportunity to choose. You get to choose right now on the bathroom floor whether you are going to continue to live this life of fear and lack and never good enough, or whether you are going to choose what you truly desire. It's up to you. And I was never the same after I got off that floor. Something shifted inside of me. Something clicked. And I would go back to that voice and that feeling again and again and again. And on the moments and mornings, when I would wake up with severe anxiety and panic in my chest, I would sit with myself. I would sit with the fear. I would sit with the panic. And I would visualize and focus on that moment when I had a choice. And I decided to stop neglecting myself. I decided to stop negotiating with my fear. And little by little and moment by moment, I began to fill up that jar with things that would allow me to thrive. Filling my cup up so that when I would feel set back or when life happened, when people got sick or when I couldn't work, I was okay because I had something to fall back on. And this is what's happening to us now. That wherever we are in our lives, whatever the trigger is our opportunity to sit with our shit. And we have to remember that there's so much that we have to process, that we believe we can't catch up with it, that we believe this is overwhelming. But this is happening for us. The pressure will bring you to your knees. The overwhelm will bring you to your knees. You believing that you are incapable of choosing yourself again and again and again will come up. You believing that creating the space and time and energy to put towards your dreams and desires will come up again and again and again. But you ultimately have to choose. Nobody can do this work for you. You have to say yes to yourself. It's simple as that. I've wanted to give up multiple times this week. I've wanted an out. I've wanted opportunity. I just wanted somebody to take my discomfort away from me. I've been negotiating with myself. I've been neglecting myself. I've been disrespecting myself over and over and over again. And yet, I've been honoring myself. I've been giving myself space. I have been resting. I have been pushing. I have been listening. And there is no right way. It's just a chronic pursuit to find how you want to feel. To continue to push through your resistance and head towards your light. So, today I want to invite you to recommit to yourself, to recommit to who you truly are and who you want to be. I want to invite you to look at yourself in the mirror today, like right now after you're done listening to this, and say, is this truly how I want to show up in the world? Am I really training for the life that I want? Or am I just sitting in my shit and not doing anything about it? So I have a few options for you. Many people messaging me. I'm getting text messages. I'm getting Instagram messages. And I have a few things coming up that are going to be of service to you. I've decided, because I'm getting so many different questions, to offer virtual one-day coaching events. So what I'm doing with these coaching events is some are personal related, some are parenting related, and some are related to career cash flow. So we have some around business, we have some around money, we have some around relationships and our mental and physical health. And depending on your current needs and where you are, we set you up based on how you fill out your intake form. So if you head on over to heatherchauvin.com/takebackcontrol and you simply fill out that application, then you're going to get on the phone with Sasha for an intro session, and we're going to hook you up with the one day that is in alignment with your needs. So consider this like a mini intensive. So there's some prep work that you're going to do before that day. And then that day, we're going to do a deep dive into the process. We're going to do some live coaching. These are intimate groups as well. So there's only going to be probably 10 to 20 women at a time, most likely around 20 women at a time. And you're doing a deep dive. You're going to have your action steps and your plan after that day. So you have to carve out a whole day for yourself. The reason why we're doing that is partly to get you to create the space for yourself. So you have to ask for help. And I also understand that that is extremely challenging during the current situation. But if you have a how can I attitude, how can I make shit happen in my life, you will figure it out. Everything is figure outable if you put on that cap. So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/take back control. And if you have a question and you want me to answer it, you are also welcome to text me at 313-395-1055. That's 313-395-1055. Or head on over to Instagram and send it via message there. You can find me at Heather Chauvin. Ladies, we fucking got this. It's time to rise.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. HeatherChauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.